Hey, it's Tax Scripts time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Sam in New Jersey with this question. He says, my company did an IPO this year, and I will quadruple my income based on my sale of stocks. These were options I exercised years ago before the IPO. The exercise price was 1/20th of the sales price. How do I minimize my taxes on this windfall? Well, Sam, I have great news for you. You've already done the best thing you could have. You exercised the options and turned the profits from the IPO sales into long-term capital gains. The current long-term capital gains rates range from 0% to 15% for IRS. I don't know what they are for New Jersey, so your taxes are already relatively low. What you may want to do and should have done before selling the shares during the IPO was to meet with your own tax advisor. There's a lot of money at stake. You may still have some time to do some planning. If you don't already have someone, you can find someone terrific using the Find an Enrolled Agent tool at NAEA.org or the Find a CPA tool buried under Consumer Information at AICPA.org. Someone should sit down with you and look at your overall finances, investments, and tax issues to help you take some actions to reduce the tax impact. Incidentally, you may need to make an estimated tax payment to cover the additional taxes on the sale. Of course, if the sale was months ago, you may be able to change your withholding dramatically for the next few pay periods to make up for this. A good tax advisor can help you. Now, one last note. Your sale may qualify for some of the special treatment for gains on qualified small business stocks. But if your tax pro wants to take advantage of this for you, have them run all the numbers first, including alternative minimum tax on the transaction. You may be better off not using this benefit. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about employee stock options and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.